Hi, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Business. Glad to have you back with me on this journey that we are taking in the business professional world. Before we get started with our topic today, I'd like to say you can reach out to me on social media, or you can email me at my email, which is cadelproducts@gmail.com. That's cadelproducts@gmail.com. And I also have the same handle for all my social media. So it's very easy to reach out to me, ask questions, find me, follow me, have discussions with me online or offline as well. Social media handle is Cadell Products for Twitter. It is Cadell Products for Instagram. And if you want to be a friend or follow me and like what I do on Facebook, that is www.facebook.com/Cadell Products. With that being said, let's hop right into it. So the topic that we're going to be discussing tonight is going to be based off goals, not just setting lofty goals such as I want to make X amount of dollars. That's excellent and all. I think that's most people's goal who are in business, or even if they're just looking for a 9-to-5, that's their goal. But you have to have incremental goals that make sense, that are realistic for yourself and for your business. So let's take it into the perspective. So a lot of people, like I said, if you ask the average business professional who is on their 9-to-5 job as of right now, but they may have been doing their business for the last few years, it started off as a hobby and now it's starting to grow into something that's making them making some averagely decent supplemental money, or it may just be something that's growing into a form of what they want for their business. They may say, okay, yeah, you know, I'm making the money and whatnot, but what are my goals? So as I said, you want to make personal goals. So a personal goal may be, you know, you want to leave your job. But before you leave your job to focus on your business all day, you know, for those 80-hour weeks and whatnot, or 120-plus hour weeks that you should be putting in, or that you may already be putting in, what you want to do is say, how can I leave my job? So you put in those action steps to leave your job. Your small incremental goal was leaving. Now you need to set up even smaller action steps to help you leave. So you want to look at setting a goal for financial stability or financial supplement of your job. So if you're making $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, you want to set a goal to say, okay, well, I at least want to bring in half. Well, I want to bring in the same amount that I make on my 9-to-5, so that way I can see if this business is actually viable for me to lead. If you want to do goals set up for the business, let's say you already have left your job and you want to, you know, set goals in place, not just to make money, but to grow the business. So you may set goals as far as how to develop clients, how to understand your market, goals such as how to establish the business for marketing purposes. There's just different things that you can do or that you should be thinking about when you set up goals. Oftentimes, people just set the goal of, they may have one goal, and if a slump happens or if things are going well, they forget to continue goal setting because they see that their ultimate goal, which is making XYZ financially, is either in place or it's delayed. So they end up forgetting. If you have a delay going on, which is there's a slow period in your industry, or you may have came into the industry during a slow period, or let's just say the overall economic health of your environment isn't as strong as it used to be, set up a goal. Set up a small, realistic, short-term goal. So if your environment your economic environment isn't as strong as it used to be, set up a goal to add another avenue of your business. You know, you should always be thinking outside of the box, which is cliche, but which just technically means you should always be thinking of new and innovative ways to do what you normally do right now. You don't have to scrap what you're doing. You don't have to just reinvent the wheel of what you're doing. You just have to find little tweaks that'll help you out in maintaining strength and stability during whatever economic periods you're having, whether it's an uphill economic period or if it's a downhill economic period. You should always be setting goals to strengthen yourself and strengthen your business. Also, always make sure that your goals are realistic and attainable. Don't just set up a lofty goal of, okay, well, you know, I want to leave my job in the next 6 months, and you know, but your job is paying you $80,000, but your business is only bringing in $10,000. That's not a real attainable goal. Of course you love your business, of course that's what you are, that's who you are, but you want to make sure that your goal is realistic. So if you're in that type of position, set up a realistic personal goal. Each month you want to bring in at least half of what you're making on your 9-to-5. Once you hit that goal, then set up another goal. Now I've made half. Now I like to say I'm going to set up the goal of paying my personal bills out of what I make from my business. So once you start setting these goals and you start saying, okay, these are the steps and these are the processes I can take, now it makes sense to reach out for your end goal, which is making XYZ, living comfortably, setting a legacy for yourself and for your family. I hope this talk has been helpful and has sparked a thought in your mind. If so, please give it a share. Share it with just one person a day, or just share it with a friend who you know is going, who is a business professional, who is starting their business, or who is in their business. Once again, this is Solomon. I am a business life coach. I'm a business coach. I am a business consultant. And I look forward to hearing from you again, seeing you guys at the next podcast, and enjoying more conversations offline as we've been having from before. And with that being said, see you later. All right. Happy selling, guys.